be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "No one can serve two masters. He will either hate one and love the other, or be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds in the sky. They do not sow or reap. They gather nothing into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not more important than they? Can any of you, by worrying, add a single moment to your lifespan? Why are you anxious about clothes? Learn from the way the wild flowers grow. They do not work or spin. But I tell you that not even Solomon, in all his splendor, was clothed like one of them. If God so clothes the grass of the field, which grows today and is thrown into the oven tomorrow, will he not much more provide for you, O you of little faith? So do not worry and say, what are we to eat? Or what are we to drink? Or what are we to wear? All these things the pagans seek. Your heavenly Father knows that you need them all, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be given you besides. Do not worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow will take care of itself. Sufficient for a day is its own evil." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
The intention for today's Mass is all of the works, basically, all of the missions of you, sisters of this province, and all of the sisters throughout the world, in your congregation particularly, and for all of the educational and nursing and parish and other types of mission that you do. And therefore these readings, and in particular the example of the Blessed Mother, as well as St. Paul, who speaks to us in the first reading, and who both follow the words of Jesus in the Gospel, to be little, to be humble, and we will be talking about this throughout the day. But we have the example of St. Paul, to which we've already referred, and the thorn in his flesh, and how he prayed that it might be removed, and not only was it not removed, but the Lord sent an angel of Satan to beat him up even more. And that prepared him to hear and understand the words that were spoken to him by Jesus at that time. Namely, that in your weakness, which the Lord did not take away from St. Paul, in your weakness, there is your strength, because my grace So the goal is that we be more and more in union with the Lord in a totally humble and dependent way. And in that we find our strength. This too is another reality that is more real than any efforts we are able to come up with. Namely, the reality that Christ supports us and holds us and is able to do so all the more in our lowliness and in our weakness. Mary is an example of that too. In some ways, though, St. Paul can be even more striking, because St. Paul, as we can gather from his words, was fiercely independent and fiercely strong in his own right. And he did, despite his desire not to boast, he did talk about all of his credentials and all that he had been through. He didn't hesitate to line them all up and to present them to the people in their sometimes ingratitude and in their lack of a wholehearted response. But we hear in these words of the first reading where that all came from in him. It was not simply he himself blowing his own whistle and drawing attention to himself, by no means. He probably had that tendency. That might have even been the thorn in the flesh, who knows? The tendency to really be fiercely independent and to be strong in the face of everything. But his weakness helped him rather than standing in his way. And that's what we want to take a look at in our own lives, whether our weaknesses become for us an excuse to give up, an excuse to hopelessness, whether our weaknesses make us focus more on ourselves. Our weaknesses help us to be swallowed up by self-pity. All of that can happen. You know, the poor me syndrome. Nobody understands me. Nobody has it as bad as I do. No one really understands me. And those types of ways of allowing weakness to stand in the way of the mission to which we're called and the love and trust in the Lord, which is the foundation of our whole lives. And so our weaknesses can be obstacles, but the Lord has come to turn those obstacles into strength, not simply by taking the weaknesses away, though we know that often in our lives we are freed from weaknesses that we had earlier in our lives, and we experience almost miraculous healings and strength that come to us. And we look back at when we were 10 or 20 years younger and marvel at what the Lord has done for us. But we can also, by looking back, see those weaknesses that have managed to stay right where they are and to flare up at the most unexpected times. And we can be discouraged by those weaknesses and say, here I am, I haven't progressed at all, woe is me, and I'm useless, and so on. Well, I may be useless, but the point is that in that awareness, in that sense of the weakness that perseveres, St. Paul says beautiful words, you know, it's worth for your Lexio today to go back to those words from St. Paul, where he talks so beautifully about how in his weakness he is caught up in the Lord in a way that would not be possible if he did not have that weakness, especially given his personality. personality and his disposition. Each one of us, you know, has a personality, and sometimes we drag it along with us, leaving the wreckage behind us, instead of allowing ourselves to be taken up in the world. And then our weaknesses are not obstacles, they actually become means of abandoning ourselves to the Lord. That abandonment is described very beautifully by Jesus. We refer to the flowers in all their fragility and all their vulnerability. And Jesus says, more beautiful than the greatest splendor and richness, even of the court of Solomon, which was in the Jewish mind as the height of majesty and beauty and glory. The empire of Solomon and all of his wisdom. Well, more wise, more splendid, more glorious than all of these are the fragile, vulnerable, beautiful things that the Lord provides all around us, to which we become blind because we're too busy worrying about ourselves. And we are opened to the glory of the Lord all around us if we can get out of ourselves and stop worrying and stop letting all of the concerns, chiefly about ourselves, blind us and close our hearts and get us all tangled up in worry. But instead, what we should do is, just as St. Paul learned, to trust in the Lord. In our conferences today, we will focus on some of these dispositions, particularly as they are found in the Blessed Mother, in whose honor we celebrate this Eucharist. And let us take an opportunity during this morning to ask ourselves what we do with our weaknesses and what we do with the weaknesses of others. Do we use our weaknesses and the weaknesses of others as a way of putting them down, as a way of judging them, as a way of putting ourselves above them? Or do we allow ourselves to see in our struggles and in our weakness the glory of God shining forth in the ways in which he saves us? All our worry accomplishes nothing. Our abandonment in trust and love opens us up to the fullness of the Lord in a very simple way,